This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
It's time once again for another wonderful episode of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. We are right here at 30 Rack Way, the beautiful Buckatorium, awesome New Windsor, Illinois. You can't find us, and if you do find us, you don't want to. I don't
Whatever that means.
I think that's when you drive into Mercer County or New Windsor, I think that's what they say on the sign as welcome to New Windsor. I could be wrong. I can't read that well. But my name is Steve. Over there's Kurt.
What's up?
Eric.
Yo.
Doug.
Yo.
Tank.
How's it going?
What's going on, fellas?
What up, yo?
In for the second podcast in the new studio.
Yes, it is.
So we gave everyone an opportunity to name the new studio, and we just haven't found one that we love. So here's what I think we're going to do. We changed the address. We're keeping the name Buckatorium. That's the name of this our studio wherever we go now. We've decided we need to keep it wholesome.
I think so.
We had a couple people write in like, you guys are idiots. Keep the name.
Yeah, they did do that.
So we'll still pick our favorite and send out a little prize package. Check on our store right now at workingclassbowhunter.com. We have, hopefully by this podcast is up, we have the new orange camo WCB beanies for everyone hunting in the firearm season or archery hunting during a firearm season. The orange Richardson working class hats are back in. Also, our latest episode on Carbon TV with Aaron Lewis is up on Carbon TV, obviously, carbontv.com. And we never give out our own announcements on stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, we never really do.
We never say this. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Working Class Bowhunter so you can see what our ugly mugs actually look like. And that's...
And the animals we kill.
And animals we kill.
Yeah, and... Something occasionally when someone does either something awesome or stupid, we'll post it too.
Yes. The podcast is brought to you by HHA Sports. Scott Bakken said he might make an appearance at the studio here in the next month or so, it sounds Ooh. Like. So we might hold him to it. It might be a Friday night podcast, which
Damn.
Will be fun. Love our HHAs, lifetime warranty, Wisconsin proud. They honestly, it's my favorite sight I've ever shot. I've shot other brand single pins. I've shot multiple pin sights. I like the clear sight picture of a single pin. To me, it makes me a better shot, I feel like, because I live by my rangefinder, too. So it takes a lot of that guesswork out. And like,
I agree.
When you shoot at a deer at 33 yards, you're shooting at it at 33, not 30 and holding a couple yards high.
Just trying to guess where 33 is.
Right. The podcast is also brought to you by Scent Crusher. And we've actually been partners with Scent Crusher and HHA probably for about 3 years now, which is pretty cool. I'm really proud of that. Scent Crusher, Dan Drake's a great guy. He's the man behind that business. From the Ozone Go, I think, is what kicked it off, to the gear bags, the closets. We use their whole system, their soaps and everything. So check out scentcrusher.com. Also, North American Whitetail Championship, code WCB25.
Yep, and there's also some deer being sent in there that I saw, and there's if you're signed up, man, you still got a really good chance. It's starting to heat up right now, but...
I seen a post today of all the zones that they had labeled, mm-hmm. and then, like, the biggest buck.
Is there no entries for Iowa, Illinois still?
It was no entries when I seen it today.
Dude, that means you could kill a 130 as of right now and be leading and could have an opportunity to win $50,000 the
right.
champion.
You could.
You could kill a spike buck and you know, if nobody else hammers, I'm sure they're gonna.
Yeah,
you know, it's still.
We're also brought to you by Thermoseat, and the cool thing with our partners is we always say it, but it sounds like just like we're repeating the same thing. Is good people behind the brand. They really are good people, and what's cool about it is they make the seats for one of custom gear.
Yep. I watched The Departed last night, and all I could think about was the dudes from Thermoseat. Hobbit fucking yawn. I love those guys, dude.
What the fuck, dude?
The podcast also brought to you by Victory Archery. We're all shooting the RIP TKOs. We'll have to do like a video snippet showing our arrow setups. I was thinking about that. Because that's a frequent message because we burn through arrows like you wouldn't believe.
Especially when Doris is around.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a bitch.
Oh, shit. Also, can cooker. We've been doing like one recipe a month. Really love our can cooker setups. The podcast also brought to you by, and this is the heart of this episode, Elite Archery.
Mm-hmm.
We've shot everything from the Energy Series to the Tempo to the Options to the Impulse. Rituals, all sizes, the Impulse. I had an E35. I had a Synergy. We've been through a lot of them. Love them all.
Yep.
I love the Ritual 33, and I love my 35 now. So.
Ooh, didn't our buddy Tyler get it done with an Option 6?
Yeah, yeah, he did. He shot it's the second deer ever.
That's awesome.
First one in years. He killed his first deer years ago. And, yeah, he closed the deal in our food plot, actually, which
good.
Is cool. Also brought to you by, rattling through them here, Lone Wolf Custom Gear. You can use code WCB at lonewolfcustomgear.com. Okay. And then you get a Thermoseat with your Lone Wolf Custom Gear stand.
Yeah. Works out perfect.
And
there you go.
They're
bang for your buck.
The Kunertz platform will be launching soon. Waiting on manufacturing to get an official launch date, and we're planning on having a pile of those in stock. That way, when they're ordered, we can ship them out like as fast as possible. We hate making people wait, and that's just the battle with new business and manufacturing. It's a headache. Also brought to you by Big Time. Hunter's Blend Coffee. I think our code is WorkingClass10. WorkingClass. I should write this down. I don't have it. I just don't.
Try go, either one. One of them works.
Make sure you go back and listen to previous episodes.
Yeah.
So you can and get then, that code.
Also now brought to you by a new partner for us is Leupold Optics. Just went on the Oregon mule deer hunt with them guys. Great people. Got a tour of the factory. It's an incredible American-made products there. And also check out the last podcast. We did our first, we call it the Mule Deer Camp BS podcast. And there's also more actual like hunt stories podcast coming from Oregon with the good people at Leupold.
Yeah, I
sorry, love my, sorry, I just took over that.
You're good, dude. I love my binos, dude. It feels weird, like my binos were built together better than any vehicle I'm driving right now. So it's wild.
That's
that
a
I'm
fact.
Carrying
that's a fact.
It's a damn fact. Yeah, those things.
That is true.
Those things have helped me out quite a bit. I'm very happy with
it. It's an overlooked thing, man, and Midwestern hunting is binos. But I find myself, like, after using them, like, I started using binos a few years ago, and they've helped me find a ton of shed antlers that way, a lot more than I would have found normally, and just identify deer that normally I wouldn't get to, like, look at. Right. Look at clearly and get a good look at. Like, I could see them, but it's like, oh, dang, I didn't see that kicker down at his burr or a kicker off his two, you know, like. Stuff like that.
And I've never had, like, nice optics. It's always been, like, a hand-me-down pair, just, like, a piece of shit pair that
I've
found on
marketplace. Yeah, because I've been cheap about it. And not that, like, everything Leupold makes is expensive. They do make some entry-level stuff, which is still really nice, and it goes through their same testing that they do in the high-end stuff, which is, if you got to see the facility, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and I do want to do, like, a full gear, like, a review of what I got. Based on, like, what you got and how it worked for me, dude. I'm so pleased with what I got.
Right, oh, stuff's incredible.
I'll tell you guys it's amazing. All about it, but I'm saving that for a later
day. Do you have a veteran shout out?
I do, actually. What do I mean I do? I'm supposed to.
You don't have a great track record.
Well, it's been a little better. It's not, you know.
You have been better lately, don't get cocky.
Barely.
Barely.
It's when Steve's legs start to get punched when he gets a little loose.
A little loose. You better tighten up because this Charlie horse is going to get you.
Was that your throat?
That was not mine.
Come on, let's get this veteran shout out going. There's Lord, American heroes waiting.
There are American heroes waiting. The American hero we're going to talk about right now is Brent Kilberg, sent in by our good buddy Kellen Keimig. I love Kellen, and I don't really know how to pronounce his name.
I don't either.
It's a funny story. It's a weird name. Kellen is actually married to a girl I went to school with, so real long story. But he's a great supporter of the show, too. I love that guy. But we're going to talk about Brent right now. Brent Kilberg, he was in the Army. He said, Brent is my uncle. He's been serving in the Army for 31 years.
Oof.
He is currently a captain in the 67th Troop Command in Iowa City and has two combat tours, once to Iraq from 07 to 08 and once to Afghanistan from 2012 to 2013. He's also a sheriff's deputy with Scott County, Iowa. He's not much of a hunter, but he has been a great role model for me growing up, and he was a huge part in why I served my country as well, so I wanted to shout him out here and say thanks. And I was actually going to get to that because I believe Kellen served, and he's never told us he did. I had to creep him on Facebook. Yeah, he's never told us that he served. So, you know,
that's cool, though. I mean, he just doesn't feel like he just did it.
He just, he's like, whatever. So, big shout out to Brent Kilberg. Thank you for your service to this country.
Thank you, sir. Badass last name, by the way.
Yeah, it really is. And Kellen, thank you for your service, too. I mean,
thanks,
you know,
and the support, brother.
And the support, dude. This dude's come to like every shoot we've done. Love him to death. He's been a
supporter from like almost the very beginning. I don't know. Yeah.
It was wild. Yeah, because he's got a kid with and his wife Caitlin. Funny story. When they came to the shoot 2 years ago, when we had it at Gene's house, I hadn't seen her in like years, and it was wild too. Because I'm like, dude,
were y'all jealous of him because you wanted to date her or something?
I never wanted to date her because she was always taller than me, I always thought. So I don't like dating taller women because, you know, I need to. At 5'9", I don't like dating taller women. No. No, she's always been cool, and she actually grew up near me. So it's such a small world, but
it's cool. It's cool when you have local supporters that like support your brand and push you that hard, because it just seems like local people are the first people to hate on you. Because I don't know why that is, but thank you.
Cool. Yeah, thank you.
Kellen's a good dude. I gotta reach back out to him. We gotta watch a couple hockey games together. So
it's cool. Hey, do you have a news segment? Thanks for submitting that veteran shout out, man. If you want to submit a veteran shout out, email, message Steve on, message us. Working Class Bowhunter or Steve on Instagram or Facebook or email at workingclassbowhunter.com or go workingclassbowhunter.com and go to, I didn't say Gmail on the first one, I messed up the email. go to workingclassbowhunter.com, hit the contact tab, there's a veteran shout out form in there. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got a news segment?
Yeah, are you guys going to do the news intro?
Oh, yeah.
These guys
are rusty. We haven't done this in the news studio.
It's been a while. Been a while.
Oh, I think you guys got it.
You ready for this, Doug?
You want me to start you off with a little like
wash down some ice cold bush light real quick.
Eric's the conductor.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready.
You guys kill that every time.
Yeah, you guys.
Now he's Steve with the news.
Yeah, now I can't wait to kill this segment. Oh, like killing a good way.
Keep it clean.
All right. Oh, no, not this one.
Well, yeah, okay. Right. I would like you to keep it clean for this podcast.
I'll attempt to. It won't be that bad.
Okay, get on with it.
All right.
I'm bored already.
Let's go, news
all right,
man.
All right. Expanded Sunday hunting is one step closer to coming to Pennsylvania, but not without hunters having to make one more concession. All right. The House of Representatives... in the Game and Fish, it's weird how they word this. The House of Representatives Game and Fisheries Committee Monday approved Senate Bill 147. It allows hunters on three Sundays, or hunting on three Sundays, right? So that's how they're going to work this. All right. One is a statewide archery deer season. One is a statewide firearm deer season, and one on a Sunday chosen by Pennsylvania Game and Fish Commission. So basically what's happening is now they're going to give you three Sundays that you're able to hunt in Pennsylvania where we weren't able to before. So that gives
Pittsburgh a season?
A season so far.
So but they declare what Sundays they are?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. It sucks. But now it also gives Pittsburgh Steelers fans one more thing to be disappointed in on Sundays.
Ayo.
Ayo. I know. You hate sports, but I had to. I had to go after them.
Next.
I know. Poor Pennsylvania. A 25-year-old Madison County man was arrested recently on charges. He was illegally hunting deer inside a state park. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources Rangers charged Heath Bradley Gilly of Carlton with hunting without a license, hunting in a state park, defacing state park property, possession of a bow and an arrow in a park, and violating hunter education requirements. Or as he liked to call it, booyah hunting.
All right. Yeah, okay. That was okay. That was better.
That was getting better. And finally, for the second time in just weeks, deer stands in Wisconsin's Dunn County were discovered vandalized with messages targeting the area's hunters, including one message which read, "Hunt the hunters." On Friday, the Dunn County Sheriff's Office confirmed that this is the second deer stand located in the township of Dunn had been spray painted with the message, as well as what appeared to be the logo for the Animal Liberation Front. Let me just clarify that only in Wisconsin can anti-hunters find deer stands. Way to go. Way to go, Wisconsin. Quick Trip sucks. Casey's live on. That's all I got to add to that.
All I'm saying, I would be like, cool, looks like we're sitting here and going to fling an arrow at somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, oh my God, they found my stands. Well, don't have your stands right off the highway. We saw that a lot right, coming back.
That news segment was okay.
It was okay.
Let us know. If you want Steve's news segments to continue, let us know, because every time I think about completely wiping them off.
Kurt's so done with it.
I say we trash it.
It could be better.
It could be.
I just wish you would actually practice them before you just read them here for the first time. That would be good.
Dude, this is my open mic. Do you want me to start doing it? Should I start doing them at open mics?
Yeah, that wouldn't do well. They don't do well here. They wouldn't do well on open mic. Mm-hmm. They do even worse, considering like maybe a third of people there would like even think about.
Dude, this is the biggest crowd I've had at a with a microphone over my face in a while.
That's probably true.
Is that why you're all nervous?
No. You should see some of the pitiful places I've done recently.
I would rather do stand up, and I'm not a stand up comedian. I would rather do stand up comedy in front of 500 people than mm-hmm. 5 people mm-hmm. any day.
There is something to that. Like if you get a packed house. Like, it's good, because everybody's going to laugh with everybody. If you get, like, 3 people, and you can only get, like, none of them to laugh, it ain't going to be a good time.
I feel like you've been there.
No, I've been there. I've done stand-up at an old strip club that is now a bar down in East Moline called the Studio Pub.
Okay, I don't really care about stand-up comedy. You know what I do care about?
What do you care about?
Elite bows.
That's right.
Is that the topic of discussion today?
You think?
All right, guys, I'm super excited to let you know about this. We've got not one, but 2 guests on the phone. We've got the best vest in the West, old Larry Mack. It's so sweet. I got to say his name again, old Larry McCoy. And one of my favorite, actually, not one of my favorite professional archers of all time, and a guy that I'm just so happy that I have an autographed poster of him in my house, Darren Christianberry. Fellas, what's going on?
What's happening? That was a heck of an intro, man. That's awesome.
Dude, I'm nervous, man. I would have given you guys like a whole thing, but I'm pumped. We got both of you guys on here. We got a full studio. We're about to talk about elite bows. It's
exciting.
It's better than Christmas, and this is the most excitement I've had in probably like 6 months. To be honest with you.
Perfect time of year, too.
Okay, so I got to add, too, for the listeners, this is our first guest, you know, not in studio, obviously, on the phone, but our first recorded guest in our new studio.
2 guests.
So first 2 guests, so boom. This is super cool.
Yeah, we doubled up.
So I think what we need to do is... People have heard you on the show before. If they're a new listener, maybe just do a quick introduction and let's talk about Elite, like, right now.
Absolutely, yeah. We got a lot of cool things to talk about. As Darren and I, we've been chomping at the bit to talk about it. They pretty much gagged us, you know, has the handcuffs and put a gag in our mouth for a while. But it's this stuff that we're going to be talking about this episode, I'm telling you, is pretty freaking cool when it comes to if you're a bow hunter. And you like tinkering, and you like a bow that's going to perform well for you. You're going to want to sit down and listen to this whole thing. That's for sure.
Awesome. And if you're a target archer too, we got 2 bows coming out, and it's crazy. I mean, we can dig into it whenever y'all are ready. But man, we've got a story to tell, and I'm excited. Like Larry said, they've had us tight-lipped for months, and all the work that the video crew's been doing, getting videos ready for our launch, all the work that marketing's been doing, all the work that the engineers have done designing this, it's about time to tell the world and show them what we got.
So, and this, ooh, I'm excited. This is going to be a great episode to announce the new line of bows, because now Larry is part of Respect the Game and a hunter's hunter, a man's man, you know, best vest in the West. And then you got Darren, who, go look at his track record on the target scene. So we've got, I'll just call you both experts in the field of hunting and target archery.
You know, you guys know your way around a bow.
Yeah, you do. So this is going to be awesome.
So let's cut right in. Wherever you guys want to start first, let's talk about it, because I'm
jumping right
up
into it.
Absolutely. Well, You know, I'm telling you, it's pretty pumped. Like Darren was saying, and myself, we've just been super excited to get this out because, well, we've experienced, Darren and I have known about it for a while and been, you know, through some of the prototype phases and I do have a Elite, will have a hunting bow, and also a target bow and we'll dig into exactly what it is. Our team, along with Nathan Brooks, which he's part of our team, had an idea and we'll get into all that. Darren expressed more of the story because it was at one of the indoor shoots there and for them to formulate a plan and execute it, it's just been absolutely, incredible to be a part of. And then what we're going to launch, you know, from a bow perspective, it's a game changer in the industry. For the dealer and also the end shooter. So, yeah, Darren, go right ahead and start the story up.
Yeah, how this all got started was in Las Vegas this year, February 2019, and how it came to life. Nathan Brooks, Nathan's like the greatest guy on the planet, you know, just a good human being, fantastic archer, got a resume as big as anybody's. He was having trouble tuning his wife's bows. She shoots an Elite as well. She's left-handed, couldn't get arrows to tune like he wanted. And he had shimmed, he had done the cable rod, he'd moved the arrow rest, he's done all the things that you would typically do to a two-track Elite bow. Mm-hmm. And thought, what else can I do? I need to manipulate these cams. I need to adjust the attitude of the cams, but I can't shim anymore. I can't do this. So he took the bow apart and pulled the little rocker. There's a rocker that sits underneath the limb, mm-hmm. in the very end of the pocket. And that rocker is a support system for the limb, obviously. Without it in there, it would crack your limb. But he started filing down one side of that rocker, which in the end, the grand scheme of things, was allowing that limb to tilt in the pocket, which was changing the direction of the limb tips, which would allow the cams to lean more. And boom, he got instant results. So he starts telling our engineer about this in the booth in Las Vegas. He sits down with Josh Seidman and says, Josh, here's what I've been doing. Is there a way we could design this to where we could adjust the limb pocket, tip it to like it would act like a yoke system back and forth? You know, no one's ever done this. Josh pulled his computer out right there on the spot, and literally the design that we have today is almost identical to the design he put on that computer. Wow. In February. They didn't really change. The first design was like, boom. So, when they prototyped, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead, Darren. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
When they prototyped it, they had been working on another system because Nathan had been in contact with Josh and said, hey, we need to figure something out. So, they were working on something up on the cam to move the cam side to side, but they just weren't sure it was going to hold up through, you know, shot repetition, the wear and tear of a season, whatever. So they prototyped this new pocket system, and they were blown away by how effective and how responsive it was. And then once they really got a couple of them built and truly tested, they said, holy crap, this can't just be on our target bow. We've got to put this in our hunting bow as well. So the whole team scrambled, and voila, that sets the stage for 2020.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's amazing.
That fast, too. Like, it's crazy that when it was Josh did up the drawing on his computer.
Yeah, he did it right there in February 10th, I think it was, in Vegas. he had his computer and did a little CAD drawing. And I guess that's what we're excited, or what I'm excited about. That's impressive. You know, we talked about it when we were in Norfolk a couple of weeks ago. I've seen this whole thing come from someone's head to a computer drawing through the prototype process. Here's a bow, test it. And then we get to go to New York and show it to our sales guys, and we're just chomping at the bit to let people go out and get their hands on this, because it's not just a gimmick. This is truly something new and something different for Elite Archery, and this is going to change the way people look at Elite Archery. I truly believe that.
That's awesome, man. What's cool about that is, too, is we actually have an engineer on the Working Class team, and Mustache Doug is an engineer by trade. So I think he was blown away by when you said, oh, yeah, that first drawing is basically what's on that bone now.
Yeah, like, just talked about it and just whipped it up.
And normally engineering, like we work with engineers and stuff at our day jobs, and that stuff changes a million times before you get to the final product.
Dude, Doug was so flustered, he had to untuck his polo.
I'd unbuckle my belt.
Dude, oh man. Yeah.
So that's cool. That happened like on the spot back in February, which is nuts for the consumer to think about, because the Ritual 35 came out. People are thinking about that. You know, excited about that bow, getting ready to pick one of those up.
And they're already working on something new right away.
Yeah, like you guys already got the design for something new.
But what's funny is think about it, how fitting that is that it happened in Vegas. And Vegas is the money shoot. Like, I love watching anytime the Vegas shoot goes on, like, I'm always watching it. You know, I'll sneak off of work. I'll act like I'm doing something. But, you know, I'll try and watch it on YouTube or whatever and just watch it live.
Act like I'm doing something.
It's the shoot of all shoots. Like, dude, I would love to be able to get to a point where I can go out to Vegas and do the Vegas shoot, because
you won't do that,
like,
though.
Oh, I won't, no, because
but I do want to hear more about this bow.
I think it's awesome.
No, I'll tell you, you know, that the thing too is, through all of this, you know, we're you know, when they said, hey, okay, we're going to implement, because Darren and I, we were talking about it. I was calling Darren, hey, what do you think of it? You know, this new technology, because this technology is exclusive to Elite. You know, we've got the patents on it. We've got it's really game changing as far as what it does and how it helps you as an archer from a setup to be able to manipulate, you know, what arrow you want to shoot, basically, and also customize the bow to really the way you want to feel. It has the classic, they both have the classic Elite feel, you know, with the high dwell zone and the back wall. And, it's just, but even more and more features. It's really, cause, you know, let's just face it, through the consolidation of the outdoor group, you know, it hadn't been an easy transition, and part of it's really sucked. You know, if there was something that could go wrong, it went wrong. And, but I'm telling you right now, we're running on all cylinders. Tommy Gomez, our whole team up there, we've got a championship team, and we're ready to rock. This year, I'm telling you, it's going to open up some eyes. So we'll go ahead and get into the names, and I'll start with the hunting bow. The hunting bow, it's called the Kure. Kure. The new 2020 Elite Kure.
Awesome.
And it's axle on it's 31 and 13/16, so let's call it 32 inches axle. 335 IBO speeds, 70-90% let off. You can adjust your let off on this bow. It's got a 6 9/16 brace height and draw length from 23 to 30 inches.
Awesome.
Comes at peak weights of 40, 50, 60, 65, and 70 pounds.
For everybody.
So,
pretty
much. And before I get into any more of what's going on, I'll let Darren tell you about the target bow.
Yeah, the target bow is called the Result, R-E-Z-U-L-T. So we're gonna have good results for 2020. But yeah, just real quick back to what Larry was talking about, the Kure, one of our taglines for that being K-U-R-E. It's a cool name, but, you know, could be the Kure. We're calling it the Kure for the common bow because we really think we've got something to bring to market. But the Result's going to be our new target bow. It's going to be 37 3/4. We're going to call it 38 inch axle to axle. It's got a 7 1/4 inch brace height. You can get the bow in peak weights of 40, 50, 55, 60, and 70. We've got 8 colors this year. We've got 3 new colors, which is a sour apple green. We've got a Laguna teal, and we've got a silver alloy, which all 3 of those are really cool colors. We kept cobalt blue, black, graphite gray, what's a purple rain, and there's another one I'm missing. What is
emerald
it?
Green?
Is that copper color? Flame. The emerald copper. Green got emerald green's not, but the copper flame is still in the lineup.
Gotcha.
But this one thing we haven't talked about, Larry said the hunting bow was 23 to 30. The target bow is 24 to 31. So it's got a 7-inch draw length adjustment on both bows.
Oh, wow.
But now new for us this year, no more changing mods, no more putting this bow in a press. It's a rotating module. Huge. And not only just half-inch increments, you can adjust these to quarter-inch increments.
Wow.
So if you want to go 30 3/4 or 30 1/4 instead of just 30 1/2 or 31 or 30, you can go all the way down to quarter-inch increments on both bows. Cable stop options on both bows. or limb stop options. I'm telling you, we have got something this year.
There's something for every type of archery. If you like the cable stop feel, if you want a limb stop feel, if you like I shoot a 28 inch draw. Like if I want a 28 and a quarter, I can fine tune to exactly what I need.
Right, because before it was always just 28 or 28 and a half. You know, there was nothing in between. Right.
Yeah, for the average guy, we're not tournament archers. So when we go to set up, that's what we want. We want ease of setup.
Right.
Good. They got it for me because I'm a below average guy.
I think one of the benefits of this.
Go ahead, Larry. Sorry. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say one of the benefits of this system is, you know, now if you go to the shop and you buy this bow and he sets it all up for you and you go home and, like you said, I'm just the average guy. Okay, yeah, it feels okay. I'm going to continue to shoot it. Now you have the ability to loosen two screws, rotate that mod a quarter of an inch and say, okay, is a quarter inch shorter okay? Am I better there? Or is a quarter inch longer okay? You have the ability to do that right there at your house without tearing anything up. So the adjustments, the ease, the just the maneuverability of these bows is going to be fantastic, not only for the dealer saving time and setup, but also for the end user being able to, you know, find where the sweet spot is for him. This adjustability really changed the game for us.
Man, that's awesome.
Absolutely. And to top on that, we definitely, the two-track cam system has been, you know, it was kind of elite's staple for a while. You know, we had the feel that was attractive to a lot of shooters out there and a lot of other manufacturers out there at one time were going after that feel. So which is a great effective system. I feel like we did really, really well with that system. Nothing wrong with it at all. But this year with this cam, we did go to a tri-track system. So it's a tri-track system and the cam system. It's called the ASIM tri-track cam system. So ASIM tri-track cam system, and it's got the adjustable mods, adjustable, let off, you can string stops, cable stop option or both, whatever you like. You can really customize it to yourself. Also, We widen the platform, which will get us into kind of the next piece of technology that's vitally important as well. But so everything's good, but we have a little bit wider platform. There's a little bit from limb to limb, and also we got a quarter inch axle, bigger bearing, so it's a beefier, more stable design. So the bow holds extremely well and shoots flawlessly. But we've got a lot of new features, like I said, on this. I mean, we've got the Vivex limb blocks. We developed our own, limb dampener. Yeah, so we've just got a lot to talk about. But I'll let Darren tell you real quick about the set technology.
Yeah, when back to, you know, Nathan's design and Josh's design, or even to put it all in perspective for everybody, all the bows that you have now or that you've had in the past from Elite, as Larry said, was a two-track cam system. And what that is there's one track for both cables to ride in, there's one track for the string, so that the system is slaved together. Mm-hmm. Very simple, very effective, very efficient, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. But certain bows, depending on how people held it, depending on how much face people get into it at full draw and anchor, depending on just each person's stature and how they shoot a bow, some of them had their own attitude, and they were tough to tune. So going to a three-track cam system, one track for the string and then a track on each side of the cam for each cable, it's obviously a wider platform, but you're pulling, you have a more balanced load. Your cables are pulling on both sides of the cam instead of only on one side of the cam. So, you know, we went to a wider limb pocket. We've got a wider stance, wider cam, like Larry said, quarter-inch axles. We could have just done the ASIM tri-track system and had better Elite bows for this year. It would have been a huge improvement. But we could have just done what he just said, set technology, which was Nathan's idea, by having that pivoting limb pocket. It stands for simplified exact tuning. We call it set technology. We could have just done that with the two-track cams and had a big improvement over what we have. But when we pile all this together, holy crap, we got a story to tell. We really think we've got a bow that are going to blow people's socks off this year.
That is incredible. It's crazy because every year when you guys come out, we've been shooting Elite. We've been partners with you guys for 3 years now. I don't know. I've been shooting Elite for 4 years.
Yep.
you know, when the Energy series came out, and I grew up a Hoyt guy. I bled Hoyt. Same. I loved Hoyt. I still kind of have, like, that's like my childhood is shooting Hoyt, you know? When I shot my first Synergy, I fell in love, and I was like, how does it get better than this? And then it just got better and better. And then the Ritual series came out, and I'm like, no bow can get better than this. It can't. You know, shooting the 33 last year, the 35 this year. So I'm always just wondering, like, what are they working on to make this better?
And they just dropped this knowledge on us.
Yeah, because I'm like, I can't think in my brain. I'm like, there's nothing that can be better than what I have right here. Like, where does it go? And then you guys come in here and just, like, smack us upside the head with this stuff. And then I'm like, oh, shit. Now I got to shoot this thing because I can't wait to just feel it.
Right.
You know,
get in your hand and shoot it.
Chris Ashley from Small Town Hunting, he described it the best. We were in Montana and we actually were crossing over camps and he actually got to shoot. I actually said it right there. They couldn't believe it. I set the boat for all of them. One bow, boom, they shot it right there. No press, no nothing. And, I mean, just literally that quick. It was just change the draw link, boom, they shot it and loved it. He's like, man, Larry Mack, I tell you, he goes, the Ritual's a Cadillac. But this is a Cadillac with leather seats.
Leather seats. Wait, what Cadillac doesn't have leather seats? I
even heated steering wheel, too.
It's got all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're worried about, you know, because it's a different can system, because it has, you know, it is a different system, is it going to have that elite feel? The answer is yes. It does have the elite feel. When you're running the high let off, and it has the dwell zone, has everything that elite's known for with a different tri-track system that the ASIN tri-track cam system now. And the set technology, like I said, it's like Darren was saying, it is that technology it's something. I mean, for somebody to be able to shoot really about any spine of arrow that they want to shoot and get the bow to tune.
Yeah.
Without putting it in a press, without shimming cams, and it's literally amazing. And there's a lot of video content that's going to be coming out that people will be able to Google on YouTube and find the videos on and see the stuff in action. I mean, I videoed Josh, you know, he said literally took everything to one side, had a 1-inch right tear, took it all the way up, 1-inch left tear, and then boom, and then right back, perfect bullet hole.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, just without a bow press. And then Darren, tell him about your experience, you know, because we were talking back and forth on the phone and you're like, Darren was like, well, I'm shooting arrows. Dude, I'm shooting arrows. I haven't shot in 6-7 years. And then he's like, yeah, I shot one expecting that tear and it's got a bullet hole and I was pissed.
So it was, and I'll try, it's hard to explain without a picture. You guys see what I'm talking about, but the set technology is in conjunction with the limb pocket and the riser, you know, where the back is the two-piece pocket now, and where the back piece, the closest to the end user, to you, it has a locking screw, and then it's a micro-adjustable drive system. And what that does, it allows the back end of that pocket to rotate from, like, 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So, you know, that rocking motion, you can picture that, 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And what that's for, if you shoot an arrow through paper and you get the knock right tear or the knock left tear, I always got a knock right tear with two track cams. I just didn't matter what bow I picked up. If it said elite, I knew I was going to get a knock right tear. So I'm setting up, I'm tuning, I'm choosing this for myself. I knew what I had to do. So having this set technology, they send me this bow, sight unseen. I know nothing about it. I take it out of the box. And I look at everything, and I'm like, what in the crap is this?
What the hell? Larry lost his mind.
Yeah, and I mean, this is, you're talking to a guy that went from 11 years of solo cams to 6 years of two tracks, and now I've got a three-track rotating mod. I've got this micro-adjustment stuff on the limbs. I had to sit there and really look at it and go, what in the world am I going to do with this? So that was cool, you know. I got to go out to my range and play, and once I really figured out what it was, and it's spelled out, there's stickers. You know, we've got it machined out, a nice stickers on the rider that show very simply and easily how to adjust this for what you're getting. But I got to go out in the garage, and obviously we want video content, you know, for our launch. Okay, hey, let's do a video. We want you talking about all this new technology and put it to you, shoot through papers, what happens. I'm like, sweet, I've got arrows I haven't been able to shoot for 6 years because I couldn't get them to tune like I wanted to out of a two track. I just couldn't. So I'm grabbing all these weak spined arrows, stuff I haven't shot in forever, and I've got my all rehearsed. I've got a big cue card up here. I've got the camera rolling. I'm videoing myself, and I nail it. You know, boom, I got it. Okay, I'm going to shoot this arrow through paper. I draw back and shoot it, knowing it's going to be a wicked, nasty knock right tear, and I'll be damned if they didn't shoot a bullet hole. And I'm like, crap, you know, so I had to stop the camera. I had to stop the camera and start over. I'm like, okay, how am I going to get this to work? So I had to adjust the set technology back to dead center. You can move it from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock for lack of a better visual aid. But I set everything perfectly down the middle, reset my center shot, and started from what I called factory dead center. I did get a little bit of a knock right tear, but like I said, leaps and bounds better than what I've had in the past. And that's just due to the three track, the ASIM tri track cam system. That right there was a huge improvement. But long story short, I got to play with all these different arrows, and it doesn't matter what I shoot with this set technology. I can walk this thing back and forth, and I haven't found an arrow, and I've got literally dozens of arrows at my house. I haven't found an arrow yet that I can't tune with this new system.
Tens of dozens of arrows. I've seen it's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, hey, I'm kind of curious on these new bows. Did you guys keep the same rollers that you've had, the LTR rollers? Is that still on all the bows?
That's a good question. On the Cure, the hunting bow, mm-hmm. Yes, it has the LTR.
Okay.
It's got a new cable system on the result.
Mm-hmm. There, I was a little curious about that.
Okay, cool.
Like, I just was like, took out the real question and kind of threw me off. Dude.
I know. I was expecting you to say something dumb. I was like, here we go.
No, I'm generally kidding. I'm sorry. Can I ask a stupid question to keep the vibe going?
Yeah, go ahead. We're so conditioned.
Question. Dude, everybody was like, dude, that was a legitimate question for me. It's like that happens every – when I was in high school, the clown was a class clown. I'd ask a serious question. People were like, shut up, stupid. Say something dumb.
Even Larry was like, whoa.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll say something stupid to make up for it.
No, that was a great question.
Wow, we're all appalled by how good your question was.
I'm offended that I killed the vibe with a legitimate question. So I'll ask you this. Hey, Larry, when are we getting our vests? All right, back to the old shit.
So what I'm excited about all of this
system on the result is called the S2S system, and it's got some some adjustability and so on with that. It's really really awesome system as well. But the whole combination from the result for and the story behind how this came, and also just the way this technology works, it is absolutely amazing. You know, literally I was up at the factory, Ryan and myself were up there filming for the result, and this is before we knew that we were going to move forward with this technology on a hunting bow. I mean, literally we had A, B, C, and we were filming, and then all of a sudden, man, I was in the engineering lab with them, and it was like something clicked, and they had the sample bow there, and it's like they're looking at each other. And I was like, and I knew right then. I was like, oh, we're gonna have it on the hunting bow, because I sat up there and we shot this bow. I mean, we made adjustments and shot it, and it was absolutely cool to be a part of, just to see it all come together, because it makes a difference from a hunting perspective. You know, Darren will talk a little bit about bear shaft tuning from the target world, but what I can tell you right now, guys that shoot that hadn't shot fixed blade broadheads because they couldn't get them to fly, or so on and so forth, you'll be able to broadhead tune this bow no problem. It's going to help tremendously when it comes to tuning broadheads. Really, it's going to be
huge. Absolute. That is so big.
Yeah,
especially for the average guy. Going back to that, like the guy who doesn't have a bow press and all the knowledge and the capabilities to do all that crazy bow tuning, which is a cool thing if you have the abilities and the time and the knowledge to dive into that. But that is probably one of the more important things, just overall tunability for the working class person to make their whatever equipment they want to use, like to work the most efficiently for them through this bow.
Exactly. No, you're 100%. I agree with you totally, because what that was the first thing I thought of with how the bow responds. I was blown away on how the bow responds. I've worked on bows for a long time, and to get a to be able to see an arrow, get a response out of the bow, really that tells you what you need to do to fix it, to get it shooting right or whatever. And this bow just responds, and you can fix it without a bow press. You can, mm-hmm. There's just so many features. And like you said, for the average guy, the average hunter out there, our whole company's built of hunters. You know, we're built of hunters and target archers and, you know, industry. We're all, everybody's passionate about it. And when this came about, I mean, there was a smile on everybody's face when they were, so a lot of those people out there that were thinking, okay, Elite's going out of business. Think again. Because you're about to see something special.
That's amazing, right, man. That's awesome. I got a question for Darren. And what I wanted to bring up is, for people, you know, by the way, let me add this too. Darren, we podcasted with you within our first 50 episodes in person back in the day at the Bone Shed, which it was really cool to get to know you there. Yep. And we thank you for giving us a chance and sitting down with us and having that conversation back then.
I see him every night before I go to bed.
But you do with the poster. For That's people creepy. Who are unfamiliar, it is creepy.
It's in your bedroom.
For people who are unfamiliar, you're one of the best tournament archers in the world. How does this new setup and this new bow change things for you when it comes to getting on the podium? When it comes, because you know anyone can shoot good with a nice bow like this, but for you, you're splitting like half inches could win you a lot of money and win the tournament, and you're bringing home a good check, or a half inch, you're off and you lose. Like, how does this new setup really change things for you from that perspective?
It really, I talked about it in New York. It's kind of been an attitude adjustment for me because, like I said before, you know, two tracks, very efficient. They work. They're very accurate. They're very simple. They're very effective. They're very repeatable. They work. But when you're tuning something, and you know, 2412, that's a Easton aluminum arrow that I shot back in 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I won a pile of money shooting an Easton 2412. Well, when I picked up an Elite bow in 2013, I couldn't get a 2412 to tune. You know, so right there, my favorite arrow that I have won almost every penny I've ever won in archery with, I couldn't get it to tune like I wanted it to out of this bow, so I had to make a change. Okay, I had to compromise, and I could get other stuff to work. Don't get me wrong. I could make it work, but I still wasn't 100% confident because I had to make it work. What this new technology does is it gives me so much adjustment for my draw length, so much adjustment for my holding weight, for the end feel, for everything about this bow. I can tune every single arrow that I want to tune, so it's completely, I have endless options of setups now for indoors, for field, for FITA, for Redding style stuff, for 3D. Any arrow I want to shoot, I can make it work and be confident that I have a very accurate, complete, forgiving setup. And that's where I'm at right now. I have so many arrow options now. I've been trying to find, okay, what arrow is the most forgiving to my human error now. You know, I know what I used to shoot in the past. I know what's worked on the two tracks, but now I've got a whole new system again. So I've been playing every day. Even today, I've played with two or three different arrow spines, shoot 6 or 8 in, see what's the most forgiving, really know and make notes. Oh, that was a perfect shot, or oh, no, I made a mistake there. Okay, which one's the most forgiving? And that's what this new technology's done for me. It's given me so many options. Giving me a blank slate, I can do whatever I want and be confident that I can make this bow shoot and be confident that I have an accurate setup at the end of the day.
That's incredible. Well, I wanted to hit Larry with kind of the same. Maybe that's where you're going.
No, I want to hit Darren on the target side, and then I wanted to move on real quick.
Well, while we're on the same thing, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it might be the same answer as Larry, because, one, that was an incredible answer that I honestly didn't really think about in full detail.
Right.
Which is why hearing, like, being able to pick your brain on that stuff, Darren, is incredible. But I guess on the other end, when it comes on the hunting perspective of things, Larry, and I know, Darren, you're a big bow hunter too, but just to mm-hmm. flip-flop Larry with hunting, and Larry kills a lot of stuff with his vest on, I might add.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bring us up to speed on how this is going to change for you as a hunter, and I guess confidence, and for our listeners, the working class person out there that's going to put their
their hard-earned paycheck into this new bow this year?
Well, let's just – I'll put it to you this way. Whenever a lot of – excelling through bow hunting, you know, you go out in the backyard, you're shooting, you're sighting in, and then you switch over and start shooting broadheads. So one of the reasons why mechanical broadheads became so popular is because – really, people couldn't get them to fly. They were close enough. They usually had to settle. They had to settle. You know, they'd be shooting at a dot, a target, or a deer target, even though, and they may hit up the top right corner. So really, they're hitting 3 inches high right or high left or whatever, but they would try to make adjustment or chase it with their sight. And just so now the mechanical broadhead came out, it just made it easier because, okay, now they could tighten those groups up because you know they would fly halfway decent.
Yeah.
Well, what this does is you don't have to settle at all. You can shoot what you want to shoot, and you can do it right there in your backyard. I mean, once you go outside, going to the dealer, buying the bow, and then getting your bow set up from a you know D-loop peep sight, you know that stuff, you can literally go in your backyard. You can get it flying 100% perfect. That's you know, huge. And literally, we're going to have videos on YouTube. We're going to have all this stuff to change. But that's what I like about it, because now we just made it super, super simple for the hunter to make sure his equipment is pristine.
Right. That is huge, too, for the person, going back to the person that doesn't have the time or the know-how or just is intimidated by the archery game in general. Is you are right. That's a really good point. For our listeners being primarily bow hunters, that might be one of the number one things to take away from this is, and people forget about that until it's time to transition from unscrew your field points, put on the broadhead you're going to hunt with this year. Last minute, it's maybe 2 weeks for season, you got busy, maybe forgot, you shoot and you go, oh crap, I'm way left or I'm high or right or whatever. And that is a big issue for a lot of guys, and it worries and it hinders your confidence. And when your confidence is hindered in the archery game, especially the bow hunting game, things can fall apart quickly because you're not mentally as strong and confident as you should be.
They can fall apart real fast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this bow right here, you can tune it really how you, if you like to shoot a high profile vane, just because that's what you like because you feel like it steers your arrows better, you can tune to that. I mean, you don't have to shim. You could do it right there on the line. Going back to like kind of Darren on target side, Darren could be practicing with his target archery there and see something that he's not liking about his arrow flight, and he can make adjustments right there at the line without going to a press.
That's incredible.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
I do want to touch
on that. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
I do want to touch on
that. I just want to get through that before.
No, that's good. Before I say something stupid, because it's going to be stupid.
Exactly.
All right. Darren. Real talk. We're buddies, right? We're best friends, right?
Yeah, I'm like in your bedroom.
Every night. Just me and my hound dog and Darren. And BB King. I got a BB King poster, too. Here's a question I got to ask. All right, so before it hits any blog sites out there, if this bow was so good, how come you guys didn't fire Chance, Nathan, Tommy? Because if you know this bow is so good and you can make all that money, how come you didn't fire the best archers in the world and make that money yourself? What?
What the hell kind of question is that?
And he's back.
Stupid. I'm just screwing
to being
him.
Stupid.
I'm just screwing with him.
He's the one that came up with this idea.
Yes. Yeah, I would have canned his ass. Like, that's a good idea. Get the hell out of here. I'm going to make your money, dude.
Hey, Darren, just so you know, well, we just had the sales meeting up there here not too long ago. Well, all the sales guys came in, and they had nothing. They knew nothing about the bow, nothing about these bows or the technology or, you know, they had heard some rumors floating around the factory and through people, oh, we might have a adjustable mod system and so on and so forth. So when they came up, Darren and I were already up there. We were the first ones to get in town, and we went through, and they couldn't get anything. So the first day we went in, we had a little powwow talking about, hey, we got some cool stuff, and then we went down, and boom, they just handed them all bows that they had to set up and adjust, and we didn't tell them anything. Nobody told them anything about it, and they got to playing with them, and literally their jaws dropped just like me and Darren's, and they were like, oh my gosh, because I mean, even on our sales force, we got some professional great archers on professional archers on our sales force as well, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is a game changer. And then we took them all out, and we shot a kind of a little 3D course right there behind the factory on our 3D range there, and it was yeah, pretty comical and awesome at the same time.
was Dan Matthews there, and how good?
Yeah, was absolutely blown away with it. But during that week, Glenn Boardwell is one of our professional shooters and also a dealer in New York. And I'll let Darren tell you, but he came into the office. Josh wanted to get his input on it and came in, and we'll share this with you real quick.
Yeah, Glenn Boardwell, his family own Legends of the Fall in Tolley, New York. They're about an hour or so east of the Elite Factory there in Rochester or West Henrietta. And while we were in town, Josh said, hey, you want to have Glenn come in and, you know, we'll show him the bow and let him shoot a few arrows. And, you know, if we've got an extra one, we'll let him take it home with him, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. So I called Glenn, hey, meet us at 1 o'clock Monday, bring some stuff to set this bow up, bring some arrows, bring release, and we'll give you a rundown. So he gets to the factory, like I said, around 1 o'clock. I take him upstairs to Josh's office. We show him the bow. We go through the technology. You know, hey, do you want to go shoot? And this literally, it took us 15 minutes. You know, we talked about the ASIM TriTrac cam system. We talked about the set technology, how it came to be, S2S cable slide, et cetera, et cetera. So we go downstairs. We go in the engineering lab. He throws it in a press, puts a peep on it, bolts his rest on, bolts his sights on. We go into the range. We step up to the paper. This is literally like 4 shots, tuned, done. Never went back to the press, just a couple of adjustments with an Allen wrench. He went back to the line, shot 6 or 8 arrows, I'm going to say, to side in at 20 yards. And then we hung a brand new Vegas face, and he shot a 300 with 27 X's. And this all took place in like an hour, 30 minutes.
What? Did he just order a semi-full of bows at that point?
Yeah. We should have been filming the whole thing because the look on his face, he's like, dude, this is incredible. And he said, the bow feels a little bit long. I could adjust it real quick, but he said, I'm going to go ahead and shoot it like it is. And stood there and pounded out a world-class score. And from literally the bow sitting on Josh's desk at 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 1:30, this bow was set up, tuned, sighted in, and shot a world-class 300 round in an hour and a half. And he's like, man, wow. He said, the most impressive thing about it is, he said, not only the bow is awesome, he said, I haven't shot my bow since August. He said, I haven't practiced at all. And he stood up there and pounded that out, and I was just like, holy crap.
And that dang.
That's a real-world scenario of, you know, a shop owner could literally sell this bow 15, 20 minutes, have it tuned and everybody stuff bolted on.
Out the door.
They could sight it in and shoot league that night. You know,
oh man, Darren, what? You know, you're telling us this. We're about to get cocky. I'm gonna hassle Larry to get us these bows, and then we're gonna go to the local league and just make money bets. Like, dude, you're gonna believe.
We're gonna hustle everyone down the league.
I think Larry and Darren are sitting in the same room. They're smoking the cigars, and they've got like that green like visor on, and that money machine's going on. They're just counting cash, and just giggling. You know,
making online bets on us at our local indoor archery tournament.
Yeah, just you know. This sounds incredible, dude. You guys figured it out.
Yeah, I think so. And I think what this does, you know, not only just for our excitement, you know, in the hunting world, in the target world, and, you know, we've had some time to play with it and really see it. What this does for our dealers and our customers, you know, when the dealer's got 5 guys lined up at his counter and he's had a horrible experience trying to tune a 2-track cam system and got this guy on the line and he's paper tuning and he's shimming and he's back at the press and it's taking the guy 2 hours and he finally just throws his hands up and says, man, I just can't get this one right now. He's embarrassed by that if that's happened to him. You know? So when the next guy comes in and he looks at brand M, looks at brand H, looks at brand P, then looks at the big Elite, I'm not going to go through that again. I don't want to have to change mods. I don't want to have to do this. I have to go back into press. I just don't have time to sell that Elite. Here, try this bow. We've been losing sales because sometimes our stuff's been an inconvenience for our dealers to work on. Now it's so simple. We're going to take an average bow technician that was intimidated by putting a bow in the press, taking the 3 mod screws out on each end, changing those mods for fear he's going to screw something up. We've turned an average Joe boat technician in the shop into a freaking genius because he can walk that guy on the line in literally 15 minutes with just a couple turns of an Allen wrench, tuned, ready to go, done. See ya.
Right there at the lane.
Yep.
Yeah, we've simplified it. We say simplified exact tuning, but it's, again, I'm excited about it. You can tell when I talk about it, I'm excited about it. I was skeptical at first, going, oh, gosh, you know, this is just too many moving parts for me. I'm not used to this. But, man, after I've played with it to see how simple and easy, effective, and responsive it is, I truly believe we've got something good, not only for archers and bow hunters, but for our dealers, you know, guys that want to learn, guys that are intimidated to try different things. Our stuff's so easy to work on, and it's so effective right now. We could really change the perspective of a lot of people.
Good. Well, that brings up
for every archer, hunters and target archers alike. I mean, it is that. I mean, it was jaw dropping to me. And I'll tell you one other thing. You know, you think about moving parts and so on. Well, set technology. You know, that's what we want. You know, simplified exact tuning. That's exactly what it does. So Nathan Brooks calls up to the factory. He's like, hey, man, Josh, can I take this bow? Can I beat it with a hammer, see if anything moves? So he's like, I don't care what you do. Go ahead and beat it. Shoots Vegas face. Boom. Hits Baby X. So then he's like, hey, I'm going to stick this thing in the freezer overnight and see if so he froze his bow in the freezer overnight. Goes out the next morning. We videoed it. You'll be able to see it all on YouTube. And pulls it out of the freezer and draws his bow back. Actually has to clear his limbs off because it's all fogged over and frosted over to where you can see. Draws it back. Boom. Baby. You know, shoots right in the X. So, yeah, and I mean, they've done some extensive testing on this. And three times the amount of cycles that we usually go through is through testing. I mean, it's been tried and true, and it's just foolproof. We have not been able to poke any holes whatsoever in the systems itself. It's just 100% solid. We're super pumped just to share it with people because me and Darren, like I said, we've known about it for a while and just couldn't say anything. And I'm like,
I'm not very good at keeping secrets.
And you guys have, I will add up, and you know, when this podcast is launched and the bow reveal is launched, which is going to be at the same time, you know, it's Larry hit me up and was like, hey, let's do a podcast about these new bows. I'm like, cool, man. Yeah, send me a photo. I'll get the cover art made. He's like, no.
That's not how this works.
No, this is not what happens. I'm right. Like,
did we even try to get a little photo of what's going on? We have not seen the bows.
And by the way, we're Elite's number one podcast, and they still wouldn't send us a photo.
Yeah, so understand.
I almost sent you a picture of a recurve like this recurve.
Changing the game.
Look at this bow. He's like showing like a Boeing
big bow fishing reel off the front. Dead. This is the new technology.
So this is dead. Deer, like, yeah. Here's the one thing I want to ask. What's the price point on these bows? Because that's going to be the number one topic. Everyone's going to be like, oh, all this new technology. What's the price point?
What a weird way to ask.
I'm sorry. Do I need to ask that better?
No, you're, shut up.
My bad.
Go ahead.
Dude. The hunting bow.
I'm sorry, I screwed that up.
The new Cure hunting bow, the Elite Cure hunting bow. It's going to MSRP at $10.99, and the map is going to be $9.99. And what's the result going to be, there, Darren?
The MSRP on the result is $15.50, and it's going to map minimum advertised price for $14.50. So you should see that bow in shops, the Cure for $9.99 and the result for $14.50, somewhere near there. That's what our MSRP and our minimum advertised pricing is. So same money as what you've been paying for flagship Elite bows, but I'm telling you, we've got something this year. So,
well, that's industry standard nowadays. Like, that's not out of the norm.
No, that's a good price.
You get a more tunable bow, a more shootable bow for the same price as what the competitors, probably less than what a lot of competitors are going to put out. Sure. And you get to be in that family of working class hunters and a company that's a archer's company. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys don't have high-end execs just sitting in there not knowing shit about archery when your engineer's making stuff up on the spot that made it to production in February till now.
Without any revisions on the blueprint. Hardly any revisions.
That is insane. I'm sure there's some, but that's nuts.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one other thing that you guys are going to see this year too from Elite as a brand. You know, whenever you walk into the shop at a shoot or whatever, look at the banner, look for the logo, and look for the deer track in the middle. There's a deer track that's been embedded in the Elite logo for quite some time. So you're going to start seeing that become more visible. So, because like I said, we're a company built of, you know, all of our workers, we're archers, we're hunters, we're,
dude. You know, Hold on a second. Larry, I'm looking at Kurt, and we just looked at that logo.
I've never noticed that.
All right, hold on. We are all coming. I saw that.
Let me add this. Larry and Darren, we have when you guys did the ritual last year, and you guys did the working class edition, we have the poster set up in our studio framed because we're very, very proud of that and very, very thankful that Elite did that.
Dude.
I just noticed that there was a deer hoof in the Elite logo.
Yeah, I never noticed that either.
Okay, I saw an Elite's...
I've been staring at that logo for almost 4 years.
Dude, I looked at Elite's their Instagram post today, a couple days ago, whatever you want to believe, and they just had a deer track, and I'll put like the... What the hell is this? Like, why are you just putting a deer track right here?
You can't unsee it once you see it.
No, dude, it all makes sense.
Are we dumb for not noticing that, guys?
Okay,
I think we are.
No, not at all. But this is the reason why I bring that up is because it's been hidden in there for all that time. But this year, we've got all this new technology. We're exploiting. We're going all in. You know, Elite's here to stay, man. We got some awesome stuff. Darren, myself, the whole team at Elite. We're super, super pumped to get it out there. And that's why I thought, well, right now I'm going to make sure everybody knows about it. So
it's if you're like listening, stands out
you're in a deer track in the middle of the East. So if you're going to a bow shop, just look for the big blue E with the deer track in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Awesome. Right. How come we have never noticed that?
Right. I don't know. How come Jeff Selfall never said anything about it?
He didn't know it was there.
Dude, I'm gonna come up to Henrietta, New York, and I'm gonna raise some hell at the factory. All right,
that's pretty incredible, actually. Like, it's funny that it's a very recognizable logo. It's something I look at every day, honestly, and I never notice that. That's funny as hell.
Hey, Larry, are we not boys? Like, how come you didn't tell me this? Like, I know I should recognize a deer track.
Yeah, Larry. Hey, Darren's in your bedroom. You should be talking to him.
Yeah, Darren's in my bedroom. Darren's in.
Larry, we shared hunting camp together. Come on.
Darren's in my bedroom with that logo.
It's pretty, but yeah, deer track in the middle, bro.
Well, that's awesome. Exciting, man. We appreciate, not that I'm shutting it down, I don't know if we're missing more, but I just want to say that we really appreciate you guys giving us the chance to work with you as a podcast and doing what you've done for us and just jumping on and filling us in on this information. And really, I didn't realize you guys were like part of the Illuminati with this whole deer track thing.
Now you know.
So what have we missed? Is there more that we
see that more often? Like I said, we're built of archers and hunters, man. So, you know, we're going to let people know it's there. Get people looking at that logo more because they're going to be seeing a lot of it. The new Elite Cure and the new Elite Result, like I said, the technology, our engineers that our whole team has worked on to get this stuff to where we are right now. It's just absolutely amazing to, you know, have it all come to fruition like this and then, you know, actually have the technology really exceed what we expected. So.
That's amazing. I'm really excited for Elite and the future of Elite, especially after something like this. And mm-hmm. I think that our listeners are going to definitely be on board after listening to this episode, and especially once they see – I mean, this episode alone has got me motivated to get back in. Like, remember our first year of podcast? We were so heavy into the local 3D scene.
Oh, we went, like, every weekend. We went to a different 3D shoot.
I know, and I think this bow might – and not that other bows haven't been good, but we've been wanting to get back into it. Maybe this bow will get us back into it,
right,
and we'll be after it. And I'm not saying that this is going to happen. I'm just saying we should maybe talk about it, boys, but and we'll get the listeners to kind of play in a little bit. Is when we did the working class ritual, we got hounded really hard every day about if they were going to go on sale to the public. And maybe, just maybe, we could work something out for that for the listeners. And that way we don't have to get bothered. And then I was going to say each bow comes with a vest, but that's ridiculous.
Limited edition Larry McCoy vest.
Yeah.
Dude, I want a vest koozie, dude. What the hell happened to that?
But anyways, yeah, I'm shot in the dark. I'm kind of being an ass by doing that on the podcast, but I'm hopeful and I'm smiling really big right now. So
hey, the sky's the limit. You never know what could happen. You didn't know that was going to happen. You know, with the working class edition rituals. So you never know.
I remember that phone call. It would have been two Januaries ago. I about cried. Well. Dude.
It was the greatest thing ever.
We don't need to tell the story about Steve and Jeff playing a prank on me with the wrestling bows, but
it's been on an episode before.
When Larry called me, I'm like, holy,
this is actually happening.
It's a dream come true.
Holy cheese whiz.
No, Elite's been amazing. We've had such good luck with them. We all love them. If you guys ever, hopefully this year, I'm talking to Darren and Larry and our listeners, if you haven't been to the Working Class Bowhunter shoot, this year I'm hoping to go bigger and better at a local 3D shoot, local club to kind of give exposure to the club and do open advertisement and have people out. But if you guys ever come out to that, you never see more Elite bows, unless you're at the Elite Factory, more Elite bows in one spot than the Working Class Bowhunter shoot.
I bet you it was 98% Elite bows.
I bet you it's strongly 98%.
Maybe 99% I might put it up.
Everybody's got a different Elite. It's cool when everyone's out shooting. They hang them on the bow rack. Everyone's got a different Elite, a different color, a different pattern, different setups. Like, they're all personalized. It's a really cool thing to see. And we're proud to be a part
of
this.
Someone had like an Elite Hunter, which was like the 07 one, and they're still shooting it. Yeah. I think it was a Hunter. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
damn. It had like the cursive logo on it. I was like, what the hell is that? Oh my God. We're seeing it. I was like,
it didn't have the deer track yet.
Did we miss anything, guys? Is there anything listeners should know about the new setups?
What's that?
Larry, can you talk about the new camouflage?
Realtree has done a soft launch on their new Western pattern, which is called the Escape pattern, and this bow will be available as a standard color in the new Realtree Escape as well, and it looks absolutely awesome. So Realtree Edge and Realtree Escape, it'll also be Cuyo Verde. Is also going to be a standard color as well.
Big fan.
Doug's a big fan of the Verde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that new Realtree pattern looks great.
Yes.
I haven't seen it. I'm excited for that. Have they launched the actual pattern yet? Like the look of it?
It's called the actual Escape, and they've done some soft launch stuff. If you look at their page, there's a few guys wearing it, and then Shields actually with Scentlock teamed up on a Shields suit. That they're only until like ATA after the first of the year, and then they'll go launch. But we will be the first and only bow that's going to have that available, and people will be able to order it, since we launch. So
that's awesome.
Which is today, because if people are listening, it's today.
Yeah, that's like the thing.
Yep.
We recorded this a couple days in advance. Right now, you can go look at all this stuff right now.
Boom. Go get it right now.
Exactly. Yep, dealers should have bow in stock. If you guys want to go to the shop and shoot it, I would encourage you to do so because you won't be disappointed. I mean, it is definitely a treat to do, and definitely Darren, we're going to have to go to the Working Class Bowhunter shoot. It sounds like, huh?
For sure. And I want to tell all the listeners that are listening to, you know, do me a favor. You know, we always do, every year we do a bow launch. Oh, go shoot it, man. Go to your local dealer. You got to go check this out. And that's true. We want everyone to go experience the new stuff. But we've really given people a reason to walk back into our dealers and to support those local shops. Go in there and check this stuff out. Put it in your hands. Ask questions. If your dealer hasn't had time to experiment with it, you know, which you should be able to see bows today. There's a lot of dealers that are going to have bows in their shop today. So you can walk down and learn with them, but you can truly see how quick and effective this is. We've given people a reason to go back into a dealer and say, I want to see that new Elite bow. We had that in 2015 with the Energy Series, and our dealers raved about that. Man, we got people walking in there asking to see your stuff. We've kind of lost the love over the past couple of years, and we're trying to get that love back, and I think we've got something to offer them now.
Well, yep, it really sounds like you do.
That's pretty confident, releasing a bow in the middle of deer season. Like, yo, you could set this up and go hunt with it tomorrow.
That is big.
That's confidence. He's with it
today.
Well, hey, Alec Corey, today. You guys are familiar with Hidden Valley Outfitters. You guys are familiar with Hidden Valley Outfitters in Nebraska.
Hidden Valley Ranch, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Did you bring croutons?
Yeah. When I was out at Corey's, Ryan and I were out at Corey's, the cure showed up out there in camp. We made a paper tuner out of the bow box. I set the bow up, and I literally that afternoon, and Ryan killed his biggest deer to date with my bow. and made adjustments, all that stuff, so we could adjust back and forth really that quick. It was just awesome, and we finished out the hunt, and from there to Montana and everywhere with a bow, it was just a dream. Like I said, we had it set up right there in the garage, in no time, and I was sighting in my bow in 20 minutes after I took it out of the box.
That's incredible. So you're telling me Ryan, Kent's boy, got married, killed a deer, the biggest deer of his life with Larry McCoy's bow, and he's living his best life. I need to get this bow, dude.
This is like, what the hell was that?
He's living his best life.
Congrats on your mealy, Larry.
Damn.
Yeah, congrats, Larry.
Steve, you're done.
Pretty cool.
I'm happy. Don't worry about what Steve's saying.
Well, awesome.
That's just to say. And, going back to Darren's point, it's true. We do have something. We have something for people to really get excited about. If you're a bow hunter, if you're a target archer, or you just like to go in the backyard and shoot, we've got the technology, the innovation behind this product to make people want to go back into the shop and say, man, I've got to shoot that new elite cure, or I want to shoot that new elite result.
Well, just sitting here talking about it, I want to shoot it.
Yeah.
I know, I'm all jacked up because it's funny, because I felt like my eyes were open, like I said a little bit earlier, like the Energy Series opened my eyes, and then I was like, I love the other bows in between Energy Series and the Ritual Series, but I always said that my favorite bow ever of all time was the Synergy. I loved it. Eric's fist bump, and we had the Synergy at the same time. Love those bows. And then, and we just went, I bought, fun fact, I've told the story a little before, but real quick. I bought a brand new carbon spider Hoyt at the time. I spent with my own money, I spent like out the door, like $1,600. And then 2 months later, I went to a local shop just south of where we're at now and shot a Synergy. And I'm like, could I trade this bow in straight up for this? I just spent this much on it. They're like, you're going to trade this brand new carbon bow in for this? And I was like, yep. And there was a group of guys there chatting.
I was there with you.
Yep. And I was like, yeah, I want to trade it in. I was like, no tax, no nothing. Straight up, give me a brand new Synergy. Let's do this right now. They're like, for real? I'm like, yes, let's go. Like, I want to get this thing going. And then never looked back, literally. Then I shot the tempo. I loved the bows all in between. Ritual Series comes along. I'm like, dude, this is my favorite bow since the Energy Series, and it's funny, and now I'm chomping at the bit to get out and shoot this bow because now I'm feeling I'm going to be that dude who's just like, this is my favorite bow since the Energy, and then people aren't going to believe me, but I'm excited to be able to say that stuff because if I say it on the podcast, it's true. We run a no-bullshit operation. If you think otherwise, you're wrong, and there's just no other way about it. So,
and that's the bullshit coming from Kurt.
And that's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line. So
Kurt said.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I don't want to discredit any of our miles before because you're right. There's people out there that love the Synergy. They love the Energy. We built great bows. That two-track system. We built excellent bows in the past that we love, and we've continued to get better and better and better. This year, like I said, with this new system, it's just, it's above and beyond anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the ritual platform, they pound. That's just, the bows shoot. They shoot absolutely awesome. And I'm not hindering anybody from going and saying, hey, man, I was thinking about buying a Ritual because, hey.
These are incredible.
Be comfortable. They shoot awesome. But these new bows here, like I said, you need to put some time on it. Go shoot one. Because it is truly, you're going to see where tunability meets shootability, or where shootability meets tunability everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's a fact. We define the term shootability, and we are now defining the word tunability.
I love it. Anything else we need to know about this bow, or you think we hit her good? I'm excited, man.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Darren, you have anything else left over? Like I said, man, it feels good to get it all off our chest, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I just want to add, I get it. There's a lot of great bows out there and brand loyalty. I get it. I'm a Dodge guy. If I go look at vehicles, I'm going to look at a Dodge Chrysler first. That's just how I am. So I get it. You may not be an elite fan. I understand that. But if you are an elite fan or if you're an elite skeptic, whatever the situation might be, if you're a dealer that's listening to this and you've been whatever, if you were embarrassed by trying to tune one, if you had a problem, if you don't like changing mods, blah, 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 whatever it might be, whatever reason it was, we've taken all the excuses away. These bows are simple. These bows are easy to shoot. They're very effective. They're very repetitive. There's no reason for someone not to want to shoot, purchase, or sell one of these bows. It's really, we've really got something to market. I'm confident in saying that. And I want everybody to go out, at least look at it, at least handle it. Don't say, oh, it's a piece of crap if you haven't shot. I don't want to hear that stuff. I want you to go shoot it, give it a legit shake, and I think you'll be impressed. Even if you're not an elite fan, I think you'll be impressed with the way this bow shoots and tunes.
Exactly. We're all, you know what? We're all archers, because I can tell you right now, guess what I did? You know, I went and shot the Vertex. I went and shot the, you know, Matthews Vertex and all that. You know what? They're great shooting bows. They really are. They're great shooting bows. But we're all archers. We're all bow hunters. We're all, you know, in this, you know, together. It's not about shoot what's comfortable for you. Go out, give it a shake. Shoot, you know, put it in your hands, shoot it.
Exactly. And that's what everyone, like, people come to me, hey, what bow should I buy? Honestly, go to your local shop and try them all.
Shoot them all,
See which one's more comfortable for you.
But you want that elite, though.
I know. I tell them to shoot the elite like, first, because that's probably the one you want. But
it's like, yeah, we got to think about it. It's like, hey, man. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
we're confident in saying that. You can say that. Go shoot them all and shoot the elite, because we're confident that it's going, you know, to feel. It's a very, very comfortable platform to shoot. And this new technology, you can really customize it to feel however you want.
Yeah. You can go shoot them all, and you can form your opinion off the feel, off of the vibration, off the decibels, off the sound, off the accuracy, whatever you want. I get that. But go tune them all and tell me which one's the easiest to tune now.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a big statement.
Damn, Darren just put a dagger in everybody's heart. Damn, dude, he put the challenge out there.
He just 14 ringed him.
He did.
Yeah. Like, if you want to prove Darren Christian, if you want to prove Darren Christian Mary wrong, go ahead and try to. Go ahead and try to. Let us know. Go to workingclassbowhunter @gmail.com and let us know if you proved Darren wrong. Oof.
Because that's my email, thanks. So.
Oh, sorry, dude. Send it to my email.
And I'll that sounded right a little cocky when I said that, but we're just confident in what we've got.
That's proud. Awesome.
We're glad to finally talk about it.
Yeah, well, you have to be confident, because otherwise, what are you doing? You know, it's
confidence.
Confidence
is
a good thing. Cocky is where it gets bad. So it's you know, that's a big deal. Just shoot all the bows, put our bow up against the other one you shot, and we think you'll really like it. That's really what it is. And I'm glad that you guys gave us the opportunity to launch this at the same time the bow launch, and give our listeners and new listeners an insight on this new bow right from the get-go, and have the opportunity to get after it and make them. Basically, bottom line is people are going to be better archers. People are going to be better shots. That makes for better hunting. And it's more ethical, honestly, at the bottom line of it all.
It is, bottom line.
And we just appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Man, I'm glad you guys invited us. We're glad to finally tell the story, and we've been bursting at the seams trying to get this all out.
Well, if there's not anything else to add, what I want to do, we always try to end on, especially big group podcasts like this, let's do a round of positivity, and then we'll cut her out at the end here. How do you guys feel about that?
Awesome.
Beautiful.
All right, we're going to start. We'll start with our guests. Or do you guys want to go last? I don't know if I'm cutting you off guard here.
Let's go last so we know what we're following.
Okay. Eric, you're the first one right across
from me. All right, man. Well, from listening to this podcast, I can't wait to see this bow, see both of them, and put it in my hand and shoot it. So
that's possible.
And be able to adjust it at home and do all that shit right at home.
I like it. Cameron?
Bingo.
This weekend's going to be hot for deer hunting. There should be some big bucks hitting the dirt. It's going to be good. Everybody's excited.
That is very positive. Mustache Doug.
I'm excited for the new bows. It sounds awesome. Can't wait to shoot it, feel it. And this weekend's going to be good. Me and Eric are about to slay some monsters.
Some monsters? What the rest of us aren't, or what?
You know, Mustache has what it says.
Was that a prediction?
I stick by my word.
Okay, I have no chance apparently. Steve?
Positive big shout out to Darren and the other guy. You know, sorry, Larry, take second fiddle to when Darren's on a podcast. This is what it is.
It is what
second fiddle.
I cannot wait. Yeah, it's second fiddle. It's not the first fiddle. It's the second fiddle. I can't wait for my new Darren Christianberry target bow. I'll be waiting for that any time. And Larry, I can't wait for my vest. So I'm positive and optimistic, but. Realistically, dude, I'm so happy to be in this new studio. Things are going to go great. Kurt, I love you.
Yeah, I know you do, man. What the hell?
You won't even look at me.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just screwing with you, dude. No, the positive thing is, guys, everybody's going to go out there and have a good weekend this weekend. And, dude, I want to see.
This podcast launches on Tuesday. The weekend's gone.
Next.
All right. My something positive is I'm thankful for guys giving us a chance, even though sometimes we drink too many Busch Lights and make asses of ourselves on the show, Steve.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't drink Busch Light.
You're drinking half Busch Light, half Old Milwaukee. positivity is there's meat in the freezer already. There's a lot of season left. Yep. And if you don't have confidence, there's still plenty of time to get in there and figure a buck out. And that's my positive statement. And I'll leave it up to the boys now to close this out.
The boys.
The boys.
And they're gone.
They left.
No, we're here.
We thought you guys hung up. Like, screw these guys.
They're like, click, click. At the same time.
No, I'll go, Larry. I'm thankful for you guys. Thanks for supporting us. I love your positive vibe. It's an exciting time of year. Deer hunting should be nearing its peak. That's exciting for me. I'm excited for Elite Archery to bring our new products to market today for everyone to go out and handle and test and try. We're just going to instill confidence in bow hunters and target archers, and that's a positive thing for the sport.
Absolutely. And me, you know, I'm positive, of course, for this cold front. You know, I'm happy that this cold front's showing up to get them bucks on their feet in the daylight. Been getting a lot of daylight photos, so it's getting me pumped up to get out there. And also, all of this new technology that we've held inside, I'm excited to get it out. let people know about it, because it is something special, and it's not only going to be good for what we do here at Elite, but the whole industry as a whole, archery, bow hunters, target archery, it all. We got to grow. We got to stick together. We need people to go into the local dealer and check that stuff out and, you know, support the local businesses and the local archery shops and go out and shoot your bow.
Love it. He said it right there. Thanks for listening. We love you. Go shoot your bow. Later.